The Rays looking to snap a five-game skid, taking on the Orioles, and the dugout of Tampa Bay still pumped up and ready to go despite the losing streak. Pick up the action in the second. Bases loaded. Malik Smith facing Wade Miley.
And there's a line drive base hit into center. Another hit against a left-hander. Souza scores. The Rays take the lead. Fly ball back into deep center field. Jones will go back. Deepest part of the park. And that one's gone. A 1-0 pitch, and boy, did he get hold of that one.
3-3, swung on and missed, and that was a big league changeup. He had Trumbo well out in front of the pitch that ended up in the middle of the plate. That's depth. Here now the pitch swing, and a miss. He struck him out on a curveball down. Well, I hesitate to mention it, but he does have 9 home runs. The pitch. Swing, ground ball, left field, base hit. Here comes Scope to score. Mancini to third, and he will score. 2-run single, Castillo. It's a 1-run game.
Colomé ready to go in his first pitch to Trumbo. Swinging a ground ball toward short. Echevarria down to an E. Goes to second with it. Rays win!
Alex Colomé is 29th save as the Rays snap a 5-game skid, hanging on to win 5-4. Jacob Faria, the victory, allowing 3 runs in 7 third frames, striking out 5. Adam Jones extends his hitting streak to 8 games in the loss. The Rays snap a 5-game skid. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
Obviously, we needed a win. That was a good one. You know, maybe there's something to be said for winning a game like that tight that can jolt you to get you on a roll more than winning a 5-0 win. We'll take them however we can get them. Tim Beckham obviously had the big hit, the separator right there early on to give us a 5-0 lead. And then, you know, Miley got really nasty and quieted us down. It seemed like his velo picked up. He got a little irritated, started throwing some really good sliders that were getting in on all the righties, but we got enough. Jake Faria provided everything and more than, you know, what we needed. There wasn't really any trouble except for the one bases loaded situation. Other than that, I know there were some loud outs, but they were outs. We were pretty well positioned tonight. So, and then at the end of the ball game, you know, Tommy's been so good for us, so key. You know, maybe that was his time to have a little hiccup, but it was good that the hiccup came with us still finding a way to win the game. Longo's play there at the end was tremendous. Very Manny Machado-esque. So a lot of good things. Ultimately, we got to win.
Tim Beckham, the big hit. It was a 3-run homer. He spoke after the game.
No matter what lineup it is, we want to come out and compete every day, and we want to come out and win the ball game every night. No matter lineup, no matter where we are in the lineup, everyone's capable of putting together good at bats, and everyone's capable of hitting the ball hard somewhere. So it was fun today, and we want to keep it going.
Up next, the series against the O's concludes on Wednesday with Alex Cobb on the hill.